Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title at the festival.
My name is Ilya Topas. I am the senior programmer for the Virginia Film Festival.
Yes, and it runs Wednesday, October 25th through Sunday, October 29th. So, hey, thank you so much for joining us again this year.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. All right. Well, I want to get into the lineup because there's some major, future Oscar contenders in here. It's a great, great lineup. But before we do that, big picture, like what year are we in now?
We are going into the 36th edition of the Virginia Film Festival. Very excited about the lineup. As you say, the festival is happening October 25th to the 29th, which is coming right up.
Yes, and remind our listeners, in case they're listening up, closer to the D.C. area, remind them why it's not a bad little trip down to Charlottesville. Tell them exactly where it's located and why it's an easy trip down.
Absolutely. The Virginia Film Festival happens in Charlottesville, Virginia, which is just a little over 2 hours drive, where you can also take the Amtrak in from the D.C. or D.M.V. area. And it's a beautiful setting. The fall leaves are at their peak. You're right in the Blue Ridge Mountains. And it's just a very idyllic town to have a festival of this sort. Most of the venues are within really brief walking distance of themselves, and also a series of restaurants and a pedestrian mall. Just a beautiful way to spend the weekend.
Absolutely. And the main location, of course, is the Paramount Theater, right? I mean, is that still the jewel there in the middle of everything?
The Paramount Theater is our crown jewel for our opening, closing, gala, and other tentpole events. It's an Art Deco cinema over 1,000 seats that do tend to fill up. And then just down the way from it is actually our most busy hub of a headquarters venue, the Violet Crown, where we take over 7 screens, and they're going morning to night. And then there's one other venue that's on the grounds of the University of Virginia called Culver.
Cool, but it's all pretty walkable, close together. You can get around.
Absolutely, especially the Violet Crown to the Paramount. Even if you're a slow walker, will take you no more than 5 minutes, and quite possibly less.
Awesome. Well, cool. Right. Well, without further ado, let's go into the lineup, and we'll move chronologically one day at a time. And obviously, we don't have time to go into all the movies. And I know, as a festival director, you probably want to tout all of them. But my radio pieces are very short. So anyway, maybe a highlight or two from each day. All right. So opening night, Wednesday, October 25th. What's the big? It's Maestro. Tell me about Maestro.
So Maestro, this is one of the big fall titles. If you are getting ready to fill out your Oscar balance, you definitely want to see this. If you're a Bradley Cooper fan, you want to see this. If you're a Carey Mulligan fan, you want to see this. If you're a fan of great music and the tradition of Leonard Bernstein, you want to see this, because this is the story of his life and his love story with Felicia Montalegre, who was the mother of his children. And they had this tremendous love affair throughout the course of their lives. It's beautifully shot. And we have with us that night a very special guest, one of our 7 awardees, Kazuhiro, who is a 2-time Oscar Award winner for doing makeup effects for The Darkest Hour and Bombshell, and did some incredible effects for this film as well.
Awesome. Yes, it's definitely one of those. If you liked what he did directing himself in A Star is Born, and I'm sure you'll love it here. And I'm pretty sure that Maestro will be talking about it probably as a Best Picture nominee, probably Best Actor, Best Actress, maybe Director. I mean, it's gonna be a major player. So everyone, come get a sneak peek of it Wednesday. Awesome. Day 2, Thursday, October 26th. What's the big one? Is it American Fiction?
American Fiction is the big film. So continuing on that Oscar track, for those that are sort of paying careful attention to prognosticating, there is one film festival award that has been easily the most correlated with Oscar success, both in terms of nomination wins, and that is the Toronto International Film Festival's People's Choice Award, which American Fiction walked away with. This is a hilarious film that is deeply, deeply entertaining. It'll have you rolling in the aisles while at the same time actually taking up a very serious subject matter. So in short, it takes on Percival Everett's book Erasure and centers on Jeffrey Wright as a professor who is an author deemed to be, quote unquote, not black enough, and is very frustrated with the fact that he is black, is an author, but doesn't traffic in some of the sort of stereotypes that often are accorded to that. And one night, in sort of a peak of frustration, he takes every single possible ugly stereotype about Black culture, about minority culture, stuffs it all into a manuscript and forces literary agents to send it out. And lo and behold, rather than getting a protest from literary agencies, he gets the biggest deal of his life. Hollywood comes calling, and he's really at this crossroads of what to do with this newfound fame and potential money while staying true to his roots. It's a very sharply written, very funny film. And we have with us a director, writer, and producer, Cord Jefferson, whose name you will get to know soon. And even if you don't already, he is the writer behind TV series like Succession and Watchmen, Master of None. Very successful TV writer making a very successful leap to directing for the big screen.
Absolutely. And the premise sounds a little bit like Spike Lee's Bamboozled. Awesome. And of course, you said Jeffrey Wright, but Tracy Ellis Ross is in this thing, and Issa Rae and Sterling K. Brown. Like, it is stacked.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right. Well, I mean, that's enough to see the festival right there. But wait, there's more. On day three, Friday, October 27th, which one do you want to do, Dream Scenario or Origin? Let's pick one. Which will be
I want to do Origin, because this is a huge deal both for us and the world at large to have the opportunity to see Origin at the Toronto International Film Festival, which was its North American premiere. And at the Virginia Film Festival, we're actually lucky enough to have the U.S. premiere of Ava DuVernay's new film. She's, of course, the incredible filmmaker behind Selma and 13th, Wrinkle in Time, so many other titles. Yep. And I think she has outdone herself here. I think this film will be talked about as her crowning career achievement. In short, it takes on Isabel Wilkerson's book, Caste, Origin of Our Discontents, which looks at the preconceptions that lead to racism that predate sort of our, especially American understanding of racism, and links together the caste system of India, the early Nazi laws that led to the show on the Holocaust, with American racism from Jim Crow laws all the way through the modern day. And the way that she humanizes and finds her way into the story is by really telling the tale of Isabel Wilkerson's personal life and how she came to write this book. And one of the ways in which she came to write this book and felt that it was so important was actually the events of August 11th and 12th and the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. So it'll be particularly poignant to have here on the ground.
Wow.
And Ava DuVernay is with us to accept our Visionary Award and have what I'm sure will be fascinating and not to miss conversation around the film.
Wow. So Ava DuVernay will actually be there. That's incredible. And just so to underscore one more time, and just so I have another soundbite, talk about how what you said at the end there about how the Unite the Right rally or whatever.
Unite the Right rally.
The good people on both sides rally. Remember that?
Yes, that's the one that people talk about. And this is something that is still very much current and in the fabric of the community here. And you have people that were affected. You, of course, Heather Heyer, who did not make it past that day, was run over by a car. And so this is a deep and important wound, and it's a wound of Charlottesville, but it's also a wound of America. And I think it's important to look back at these moments and try to learn from them, as Ava DuVernay does.
Absolutely. With Ava DuVernay herself at the screening. That's going to be incredible. All right. Well, man, these are incredible screenings, one after another. I just think it can't get better, and it does. All right. So moving to day four, Saturday, October 28th. What do we want to talk about? We want to go, I guess, fans of Sideways. Let's go to Alexander Payne.
If you wouldn't mind, I'm going to start with Going to Mars.
Sure. Yeah, however you want to do it.
Yes. So Nikki Giovanni is going to be with us to accept our Changemaker Award, which is a really special award for the festival. It goes beyond the screen. It's really given to someone who has shaped culture significantly, even outside of the film screen. And so Nikki Giovanni is perhaps our most iconic living poet, or certainly has a claim to there. Oprah calls her one of her 25 greatest American living artists. She's received state awards from Virginia and Tennessee. Mademoiselle Magazine has awarded her Woman of the Year. She really is a quite incredible figure that from the civil rights era forward through to the Black Lives Movement and in between has been a pivotal and a vital voice for Black America. And to have her in at 80 years old with this project Going to Mars, the Nikki Giovanni project, which she is the subject of, she's not the filmmaker, but it really captures her whole legacy in life in a very visually evocative way. It's not a standard documentary where you're seeing a bunch of talking heads. This is really visual poetry on screen. It was a huge hit at Sundance, and we're thrilled to bring it here.
Awesome. And then if you stick around right after, not right after, but shortly after, like an hour and a half after, I think, it's The Holdovers. Tell me about The Holdovers.
The Holdovers is the newest film from Alexander Payne, who did Sideways and Election and so many of our beloved films,
The
really just the last
Descendants.
Descendants, over the
Nebraska.
last 2 decades,
Yeah.
Nebraska, which was at our film festival as well. And this actually sees him re-team with Paul Giamatti, who plays this curmudgeonly professor, who has to stay during a winter break with some students whose parents have not picked them up at a boarding school. And he's not particularly beloved by his students or his fellow teachers. And through the course of this vacation, he has to sort of win them over and they have to win him over. I would say it's almost like an updated Dead Poets Society of sorts. And another one of these films that's going to be a major topic of conversation as we get into the awards season. We're going to have with us the producer of the film, Mark Johnson, on hand for a conversation right to follow.
Oh, that's gonna be awesome. That's probably bound to be a fan favorite movie of the fall. Awesome. And then I guess the final day on Sunday. Wait, did we skip Saturday? No, I said Saturday. Oh yeah, okay. I said Saturday. All right. And then Sunday, October 29th, a documentary called American Symphony. Tell us about that.
American Symphony is an incredible documentary. It started out as one thing and ended up as something else. So it began as somewhat of a typical concert film on musical royalty out of New Orleans, John Batiste, as he was looking to put together one of the crowning achievements of his career. He was looking to pull on all the different sounds that make up America, African American sounds, jazz, Native American music into what he was calling the American Symphony. And during the course of putting on this really ambitious project, he had a near tragedy that happened to him, which is his wife had a reoccurrence of leukemia that came back very strong and very unexpected. And the film takes on a much more personal dimension around how you find freedom and light in music and the arts at a time when hope is sort of far afield. And it's a beautiful film. It's a personal film. It's deeply musical, but it's much deeper, many more dimensions than you might at first glance expect. This is from Matthew Heineman, who was Oscar nominated a few years back in 2015 with Cartel Land. And he's going to be back on hand to accept our Directorial Achievement Award. And John Batiste, the subject, will be here as well, both for a Q&A and to play us out of the festival. He's going to play a few songs from the Paramount stage. It's going to be quite an incredible evening.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, we actually talked to Matthew Heineman back. I think he came into W. He called in or came in or both so with Cartel Land and the movie he made after. So yeah, he's awesome. And I mean, it's almost like everything the guy does, like that he did that COVID doc, the first wave was really good. Retrograde was incredible about evacuating Afghanistan. It was everything the guy touches is amazing. So combine that with Grammy winning late show Stephen Colbert performer John Batiste. It's gonna be, man, that's gonna be great. And Batiste is there performing. I mean, come on. Come
He's
on.
there performing, and also amongst all the other accolades you mentioned, for those that are Pixar fans, also won an Oscar for Soul, as it is
For
the soundtrack for
Soul.
that.
Yeah, for Soul. Man, you can do it all. All right, cool. Well, I have more than enough to work with. And of course, we'll link to the full slate because there's many, many, many more movies on the website, virginiafilmfestival.org. I guess just close it out. Pretend like I'm not even here. You're talking directly to our listeners. And yeah, invite them on down, kind of like you did in the beginning of the interview. Just bringing it full circle. Invite them down to Charlottesville from DC.
We would love to have you down to Charlottesville, Virginia for the Virginia Film Festival, which runs October 25th through 29th. You can find out much more on our website, which is virginiafilmfestival.org. You can see trailers, full descriptions, get tickets, get more information, and we really do hope to see you in Charlottesville for this incredible festival.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much for doing this. It's always fun talking every year.
Yeah, absolutely.
All
All
right.
right.
Talk
Thanks,
to you
Jason.
later. See ya.
Talk to you. Bye.